Hello, David Zwirtzky for The Bond Experience. Welcome back. You're going to hear a slight jump in my voice. The recording's not going to be incredibly crisp. My voice will waver because I am moving. I am walking around the footprint of my basement because, or my collection area, it's a little bit nicer, vernacular, because I need to keep moving. It's only a few days since Thanksgiving, and what's the adequate term? Gluttony, yeah, gravy, two different types of stuffing. I had Danielle's gluten-free cornbread stuffing, but then I had a very gluten brioche stuffing. I had mashed potatoes. That was a little bit more butter than potato. Turkey, the obligatory turkey, was actually quite good. And pie, four different types of pie desserts. Sweet potatoes covered, you know, sweet potatoes are healthy. But then what do you got to do on Thanksgiving? You cover them in marshmallows and then you toast the living hell out of it. Oh, delicious days. And, you know, I didn't just have one plate. I had several and went back and multiple pies. Did I mention pies? And yeah, it's been a couple days of, look, it's a four-day weekend. No, it's not. It's supposed to be one evening dinner of thanks, eating, and then done. But no. So anyway, I'm well back into constantly moving hashtag Bond fitness challenge because just like the blue zones out there, the secret to staying healthy is movement. Yes, I've got to watch my intake. Now I've got to be a little bit more responsible. We're still in the holidays. There's Pfeffernusse cooking today in Danielle's kitchen. If you don't know what Pfeffernusse is, look it up or ask the Austrians and the Germans. They'll tell you. It's delicious. Glühwein. I'm sure there'll be hot chocolate today. Peppermint bark. Yep, it's that time. So anyway, I'm going to keep moving. The other time of this time of year, besides eating like a never-ending eating machine and hopefully trying to stay ahead of it mathematically by burning and working out and, you know, thinking about fitness and catch up as far as nutrition is concerned, is gift giving. I know. I mean, arguably, this time of year is an entry point to the most commercial holiday. And I know it's not a happy word to use with the Christmas, Hanukkah season, you know, the holiday season. You don't want to go, what are you, a commercial? You had to throw the cold commercial word in there. But it is. I mean, it's a, in some cases, there are aspects of this holiday season that I call transactional. And what I mean by transactional is that some people see it as a gift-giving and gift-receiving holiday. A lot of pressure. I mean, somebody gives you a gift. What do you think? Oh, gosh, I've got to be reciprocal. I've got to give them a gift. That's a transaction. It's like a barter system. You know, if somebody, you have a list of people, you know, what do you do with that list? Oh, well, I've got to get it for them. I have an obligation. Or, you know, so I'm sure there are people on your list you want to get gifts for, but there's all that thinking as opposed to thinking about the closeness, the warmness of family gatherings, of just being together, of being, again, thankful of what you have. But the gift-giving aspect is unavoidable. Now, you, if you're listening to this, are a Bond fan. And every year, like clockwork, for many years, I think since 2012, I've had the Bond Experience gift-giving video, and this year is no different. I'm going to be highlighting some of my favorite things, products out there that you can either give to a loved one or you can give to yourself or a loved one can give to you. They're products. I give them reviews. I talk about them. I talk about why I like them, how approachable they are, embracing. And reason I do this is a little bit of a Sherpa moment, a guide, if you will, because when it comes to stress and pressure, believe it or not, even though you have a focused passion on James Bond, it's hard to shop for you. First of all, people that don't know you well enough, that don't live with you, if they want to buy something for you and they know that you are a James Bond fan, the first thing they're asking themselves is, what do they have? What do they want? I don't want to get them something that they already have. And, you know, chances are, no matter what size your collection is, what is the first thing they always say? Oh, you must have everything. You know, what do you get the Bond fan that has all the Bond stuff in the world? And of course you don't. There's an unlimited goodie supply out there. Just look at 007.com store or any of the places, Amazon. It's all out there. There's tons of things that you don't have that maybe you want, but it's so difficult for somebody that's not you to realize that. Somebody, sometimes they'll ask for an idea, but you know what tends to happen is they go off the Bond franchise, off the reservation, so to speak, because they don't know what to get you. So they get you something else, you know, and really they could just go to London Sock Exchange and get you a pair of Bond socks and you'd be happy. Wouldn't break the bank, but and you'd be happy. So it's these types of moments that add to the stress and pressure of people around you, even as a Bond fan. Now, you could do the difficult, and sometimes ugly thing of dropping hints. I even know one or two people that make a sort of an online list that people can pick from, but that sounds a little wedding-ish. So, no, I think stopping short of that, you just have to kind of play lady luck. And with that, in the gift-giving season, there's also the difficulty of economies of scale. And this is one that's unavoidable. It's something I've talked about in the recent years of my videos is that, you know, I don't care if somebody's had a great year or a bad year, they've got to think about how much does a gift cost? You know, what is it setting them back? And sometimes people, again, make it a rather transactional commercial. You know, a wife to a husband may say, well, it's my husband. I'm giving him one gift. So I'm going to make it seismic. I'm going to make it very significant. Whereas someone that sort of is an acquaintance of yours may say, well, I'm going to give them a small gift. Or maybe I'll buy a series of small gifts for my friends and pass them out. I actually did that last year. I bought a bunch of my friends. On 007.com, there was these flasks, you know, licensed troubleshooter flasks. And I fell in love with it myself. And I said, you know something? I'm going to get a bunch of these. And I'm just going to mail them to people, write a nice personal letter. And I sent them out to a bunch of friends. And now they've got a little hip drinking flask. I thought it was a nice personal, I'm just going to say it, guy-to-guy gift that, you know, was just kind of cool and old world charm and very James Bond. And I love the licensed troubleshooter engraving on it. So, I mean, it's those type of things. But quite frankly, you know, buying somebody a flask is not buying them an Omega watch. It didn't break my bank and it was a nice nod and people were very appreciative of it. So it doesn't take Fort Knox type economies of scales and wallets to make somebody happy. The physical thoughts sometimes, and I hate to be like this, but you know, somebody getting a card in the mail. I just got something from Thomas Crichton, and he sent a card with stickers, a beautiful handwritten note. Who does that anymore? Hardly anybody. I mean, we're all email, text, WhatsApp individuals, right? Someone has a birthday. What do? You WhatsApp them or you post on Instagram, happy birthday. And it's fine. It's good. It's a gesture. But I mean, when someone writes a note in a card and you get something physical in the mail, it took a series of different processes. It took action. It took forethought. It took creativity to do all that. But it didn't need to take tons of money. When I got that card from Thomas, for example, I thought, this guy is the epitome of class. He wrote a handwritten note and he took the time to you know, put a stamp on there, lick it. Close that envelope and send it out. And I'm like, that took time and thought. And that, I'm telling you, goes beyond transaction. That's a gesture that people remember. And it's, I'm just going to say, it's kind of a lost art. You know, sending a gift out is wonderful. Sending an Amazon gift out is great. But I mean, those type of things, they go beyond the transaction and let somebody know that you were thinking of them. But, and here we go, because you knew there was a kumbaya moment coming amidst all this lovely talk about products and purchases. The best thing that you could do, the very best, even beyond any gift. And look, I'm the gift guy. I get it. I'm the product guy, right? All year round, I'm doing reviews and engaging with brands, doing launches. But I've got to tell you, the best thing is to pick up the phone and call somebody, especially somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. And yes, we are a Bond community. I still hold by that vernacular. You know, we got good moments and we got bad moments. People fall out, they fall in love back again, they fall out again, they fall back in love again. That's a real community. That is exactly how every community acts and works. And so it shouldn't be perfect, and it's not perfect. And we love the fact that our bond community is beautiful in all of its imperfections. So there are people out there that you haven't spoken to, and maybe it wasn't a falling out. Maybe you just lost track of them. You become that quote unquote busy individual. Well, guess what? We all have the same 24 hours. Nobody has 25. Nobody has 23. We all have 24 hours. It's how you prioritize that time that really matters, that makes a difference during the holiday season. So one of the things I'm pledging to do is to really think about who are those acquaintances or friends that I haven't spoken to in a while, that for one reason or another, we just all became busy, or maybe we've turned into texting buddies and I just haven't heard their voices in a long time, and I'm going to reach out to them. And look, it's not a gift to them. It's really not. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm, you know, dropping my voice to your voice and, you know, you should be. No, it's more of just engaging, connecting. And trust me, the gift of connecting and reconnecting and reengaging with somebody personally, with whether it's a phone call or meeting for a lunch, that type of reengagement is going to be a gift to both of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw a Grinch moment in here. I'm doing it selfishly. It does me good to reconnect with these people that I really enjoy, that I've missed speaking to. A lot of them, you know, international, that I don't see, that don't exist in the Northeast of the United States, that I don't see at Gather All or in London. And it's going to be one of these things where I'm probably going to take an entire day to just start going through and reconnecting. And I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, it's not something I'm pre-planning. I'm not going to, you know, get in touch with the person and go, hey, let's meet on this day at 7:35 and I've got until 7:45 to talk to you. Good night. This isn't a meeting. It's not something that you put into your calendar. It's something that you look down, you scroll, you click, you talk. And I have a feeling that anybody embarks on this same re-engagement, gift-giving of reconnecting with the people that you like and enjoy, I think everybody's going to be the benefactor. You'll see. Anyway, I'm going to try it. That's going to be sort of my holiday promise. But of course, as I'm talking to these individuals, I'm going to keep walking around because a moving target is harder to hit, allegedly. So I better keep on moving. And also burn some calories because I hear through the grapevine that Danielle's making pumpkin pancakes this morning. And she's got this sour cream sweet drizzle that's going to go on top and some sausage and eggs. And oh my gosh, it never ends. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it never ends. Anyway, this has been David Zaritsky for The Bond Experience. Happy holidays to you. It begins. Buckle up and I'll speak to you very soon. Cheers. Bye.